Our guest at the cafe this morning is Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Pud, of course, very much involved with Bras for the Cause, one of the movers and shakers of that event for how many years now?
I've been involved with it since the beginning, and this is the 11th year.
11th season, 11th year for Bras for the Cause, and it's this Thursday night. And so this year the theme is
Hooray for Brollywood. So we're going to the movies. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
A Hollywood or Brollywood theme this year. So the bras themselves.
Now it's time to talk about the night when we get to show them all off, because that's going to be on Thursday, right, October the 10th. It's always the second Thursday in October. Uh-huh. The display goes from 6 to 8:30 p.m. And it stretches from the Texan Theater down to Greenville Floral and Gifts. And this year we're actually adding the Hunt County Tax Office across the street.
Okay.
For display. And you walk along, you look at all the bras, each one has a number, and you vote on your favorites, and it's $1 a vote. And there are people that are shoving voting cards in your, there are people trying to sell you voting cards.
Right.
And there are people who are campaigning for your votes. So it's a fun evening. It's a big party.
Yeah. And it it has really become kind of one of the landmark events every year in Greenville.
And never in our wildest dreams, and particularly our founder Janine Cunningham, did she ever imagine that.
Yeah. And you told me here last time we talked, and it's worth repeating again, how much you all have raised. And
this year, when we total up everything that we've raised, we will cross $1 million in our total since our very first event.
Yeah, remarkable.
But we'll raise over $100,000 the night of the event.
This year. Yeah.
Yes. No. That's almost a given.
Yeah. And, of course, now this is mainly to benefit Hunt Regional Healthcare.
Yes. Yes. We are in the last year of a multi-year pledge to purchase a 4D CT scanner for the cancer unit at the hospital.
Mm-hmm. And so that people have their illness, they're probably cancer diagnosed by this machine.
Well, and more than that, it's really for treatment, because what it does is where a regular CT scanner takes a snapshot of a tumor, a 4D CT scanner actually takes a video. Mm. And where that's really important is you think about breast cancer, lung cancer, esophageal cancer, liver cancer. They all are around a lot of moving parts. And as you breathe, your tumor, moves. And so this allows, with the video, this allows them to line up the radiation very, very precisely.
And this is already in place at the hospital.
Yes, it has been there now for over a year since we made the commitment. They went ahead and bought it, and we're paying it off. And so it is already saving lives.
No pressure there.
No. But we allowed ourselves plenty of time.
Yeah. Well, you know what you're doing, so that's all right.
Yes.
So it's Bras for the Cause, and it's Thursday night in downtown Greenville, starting at 6.
And let me just say, it's free to attend.
Sure.
And it is a family event. You might not think an exhibit of bras is family, but it is. It's everything is G-rated, and they're fun and they're funny. And the kids have a ball studying those bras and figuring out what they're going to vote on, too.
You know, I associate Bras for the Cause with the revival of downtown Greenville. Yeah, see, they have kind of gone together.
I haven't thought about that, but yeah, certainly it has. It brings a lot of people downtown that maybe wouldn't come.
Yeah. I think that that they each have been good for each other, but I think Bras for the Cause has helped downtown Greenville a lot.
Well, the thing I do know is it's helped save a lot of lives.
Well, no doubt about that.
And that's the good thing.
All right, so we have another minute or so before we're done. One of the things on your calendar, your list of events that caught my eye is there's something called Golden Lions that the Greenville ISD does. I did not know they did this. Next time they meet is 11 a.m. Thursday, October 17th. But senior citizens getting involved with the school.
The idea is to let senior citizens Come to GISD. The culinary students serve them lunch. Mm-hmm. And then they get to see an art exhibit. They get to see some performances. They get to hear from some of the programs at Greenville High School so that they can really understand and appreciate the fact that we really do have a very dynamic and very successful high school, and we've got a lot of great programs there. And to me, one of the best things is you get what they call and by the way, lunch is free.
Yeah.
You got to make a reservation. Yeah. You can call GISD and do it. But you get what they call the golden ticket, which is a sweet deal for a senior citizen, which means you have free pass to any GISD sporting event or performance or anything at all like that. You just show that, and there's no admission charge.
Football games, basketball games, all
I'm
those
assuming the Band and Flash
well,
Floor Show.
Of
you
course.
Know.
Oh, and of course.
And, you know, any concerts or anything like that that are part of it as well, which I think is just great.
Good deal.
Yeah.
And we're almost out of time, and we will be talking about this and other programs, but Northeast Texas Children's Museum here in Commerce. It's a grand opening of the new location out on Highway 11 East. This is 9:30 a.m. Saturday, October 19th.
I know. It's nearly here. That's exciting for them. And I think, you know, there's a lot of people from Greenville that do bring their children over, mm-hmm. children and grandchildren. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the reasons that I talk about it, because I think it's one of the real gems of our county.
So we'll be talking more about that. Pud, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
You bet. I enjoy it always.
Pud Kearns with House Warmers of Greenville. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.